So welcome to this week's episode of But You're Wrong. I am Keith Bodela.
I'm Greg DiNicola.
And my invention is... So let's preface this as saying that I'm a little tired. I didn't sleep well last night. Had a lot of weird dreams.
Ooh. Anything good or no?
Not really. I only remember a couple of them. I fell asleep on the couch and I woke up after a dream where Kelsey Grammer as Frasier was explaining complicated breakfast dishes to me. And then I woke up and my wife had fallen asleep watching the next Food Network star.
Okay. I didn't know that was still still on.
It might not be. I don't know. She's watching it on Hulu.
Okay.
Although there is also a, nobody asked me how I know this, there is a porn parody of that called This Ain't the Next Food Network Star. Or like
that's
food show
the name?
Star. Yeah, it's like something like that. There's a lot of This Ain't, and then I guess they get away with it because they're like, listen, this is not what you think it is.
Yeah.
And they're very clear about it.
Because they probably can't get too close to the name. It would with anything, not just Food Network.
I don't know if you can get to... I'm trying to remember the name of it, and I don't know if I want to Google this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, this ain't the next Food Network star. Anyway, so I had that. And another dream I had, I know in one dream somebody was chasing me. But I had another dream where my dad and I were like crime scene investigators, and we were investigating a murder in a parking garage.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I was following a blood trail.
Was it the hatchet attack in Quincy?
No, it was not. I don't think it was. I don't know. Oh. We didn't the whole episode did not play out, so I don't know what exactly happened.
Damn.
Food Network star. All right, so my invention idea real quick is we should invent pants that are like the jacket.
Okay.
In Back to the Future 2. So, like, they dry your balls for you.
Okay. All right. All right. So, all right. How are you going to do that?
I don't know. You put, like, little fans in or something like that.
Don't you think that the inconvenience of walking around with fans in your pants is going to outweigh the drying of the balls?
Potentially.
Okay. Well, that's, you know, it's fair.
I'm just saying, like, it would also be good, though, on, like, hot days where you have to wear pants, you know, for, like, you come up with, like, a dress version. So if you got to go to an outdoor wedding and you're real hot and you got, like, swamp balls going on.
Yeah.
You just switch it on.
See, I would like
And you mute the voice that's like, balls drying. Your balls are now dry.
I think I would like it if it was, like, right in the crotch of the pants, like, hanging below, like, a little fan so it blows the air up.
Yeah.
That would be the best. It's just kind of, like, sitting right there in the bottom. I don't know.
This might cause some problems, though, when you're sitting down.
Yeah, they'd have to be loose enough that you can kind of move it around.
Yeah. And adjust the... But then everybody's just going to think that you're playing with your balls.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's not different from normal anyways.
That's true. Well, you know.
Fan in pants.
It's already an invention, isn't it?
Beat the heat with air-conditioned pants.
Damn it.
It sure is. Although, oh, yeah, look at that. This guy's got, like, yeah, that you can see the fan. It looks like they look like cargo pants, but the big pockets on the sides, it's actually like a little, you know, air conditioner thing, and there's a fan blowing in. It's not like by the ball sack though. So guess where they're from? Guess what country created these?
Oh, it's got to be Japan.
Of course it is. Of course. Oh wow.
Now, do you think it's an actual thing Hang on. I was prepping articles, and one of those ads came on. It was the Trivago guy that wants to fuck everybody.
Oh, the Silver Fox?
Yeah.
I saw a Trivago commercial yesterday, and he wasn't on it.
Yeah, they got a chick now.
Yeah, I almost tweeted at Trivago and be like, why did you get rid of the Silver Fox there?
But don't worry, the Silver Fox is in this one.
Good.
And he seems to be playing three characters.
Oh. Is it the one where he's trying to get his pants on and he's like shaving at the same time?
No, he's talking about his different travel companions.
Oh, okay. I you know, when he first came on, I was like, eh, no, I don't really care for this guy.
But then you start liking the Silver Fox, yeah.
I'm a big fan now. Huge.
As big as the fan in that pants.
Yeah, sure.
And I wanted to make one addendum here. If you go to, you don't have to, but other people, if you go to facebook.com/butyourewrong, I posted a link yesterday, or 2 days ago, while I was editing the show, with the soup thing that we were talking about, where the self-heating soup.
Oh, yeah, right. So, like, you pop something, and it starts going.
Yeah, I might have been wrong on the engineering side of it. It's just I just searched on Amazon and found it.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, I'm gonna let it go that you don't know
the
science behind it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be a little bit douchey of me to hold you to that.
Yeah, it's called Hot Can though.
Ooh, the Hot Can.
Yeah. That's so my nickname in high school.
Ooh, yeah.
Three customer reviews on it, all 4 stars.
Really?
Let's see. I bought a case of these to take pheasant hunting in South Dakota in December. Last year, being out in 0 to 10 degree weather for 6 to 8 hours at a stretch left me with a desire to be able to have a warm drink several times over that time period. I tried one of the cans at home, 72 degrees, and in a few minutes, I had a nice warm can of soup. However, my original plans may not work as the product warms to 50 degrees of the temperature, plus 50 degrees of the temperature that it's in, and will not work if frozen. As the temperatures on the bus we'll be using between hunts will likely be below 32 degrees, I'm not sure that I'm going to bother taking them for this trip. However, they'll be great to take deer hunting when it's above freezing. Let's see. I took these on a picnic in the summer. Within 3 minutes, we had hot soup. Everyone was amazed. It is not piping hot, but it's pretty hot. It's a slightly thin tomato soup, but tasty enough. While you can drink this right out of the can, you can also bring a thermal cup to pour the soup in. Add oyster crackers and you'll have lunch. My son is going camping. He's bringing... Who's this? My son is going camping. He's bringing a bunch of these with him. They are also good for any emergency kit in case you lose power and can't cook. However, you won't get full on this alone.
Please. So is this person's name there?
Julia.
Julie? Is that a woman?
I would assume.
I was going to say this.
I feel like a guy wouldn't write this. However.
Like explaining all the different possibilities of how you might be able to use this product. Yeah, it's like, I get it. I understand the ramifications of this.
However, you won't get full on this alone. You'll need something else like with it, like canned chicken salad and crackers, canned tuna and crackers, or an energy bar. But it is still a pretty neat product, and it does what it claims to do.
Oh, my God.
First bought this at a convenience store just because I was curious. It works great. Would have given it 5 stars if it contained more than 7.1 ounces. It gets plenty hot. Great for out in the Jeep or picnic. Of course, the guy owns a Jeep.
Of course, he owns a Jeep. Oh, God. Wow. These people.
But yeah, you can get a whole case of them. Actually, it's currently unavailable, so you can't. I lied.
Oh, really? Yeah. I mean, you got to imagine, like with a lot of the things that we look up, and we talk about if you are leaving any sort of comment on the page, like about the soup, like if you're leaving reviews about that, you're probably kind of an odd dude.
Yeah.
So like, you know, or like the what was it? The old guy that wrote that review about the pet pussy.
Oh yeah.
And you're talking about cleaning it and making a swing and all this shit. It's like, you know what? Yeah. Someone who's going to comment on these is going to be an odd guy. I guess the soup's a little different, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's not quite the same.
Wouldn't it be great if that guy also, he wrote a review on the pussy and the soup?
Oh, you think not? But he went into like a description of like how he prepared it, and yeah. Like, yeah, of course.
He's like, I love the covers. The two things I love: pussy and soup.
Pussy and soup. Yeah, he likes them both hot.
Let's see. Let's just real quick look at everything else that Julia from Virginia also wrote things about. Five memorial rocks, cemetery grave marker stones.
What?
I guess it's like little rocks that you put on. I don't know.
Oh, like it? She a Jew?
I don't know.
They do that.
Yeah, it might be because one of these I can see from the picture has the little Star of David.
Yeah.
Let's see. Doctor's Touch medical ice freeze spray for skin tags, warts, and other stuff.
Oh, good.
Let's see. She did not like the Luiki women's summer denim vest sleeveless blouse.
She did not like it.
No.
Uh-oh.
She did like the women's L'chaim to Life shirt, Jewish Hebrew celebration t-shirt. She did.
I can't believe it.
She also liked the Howard Light by Honeywell Impact Sport sound amplification something.
Okay.
The Braudel Sling Swivel Mount QD Quick Detach Release. She might be up your alley, although she did say she has a son. Maybe she's divorced. Works like a charm. Perfect addition for my AR rifle.
Oh, well, she is from Virginia, so, yeah, you know, she's probably okay with hunting.
She likes women's fuzzy indoor soft socks. Anything else?
Who doesn't?
She rated a few menorahs.
Did she really?
Yeah.
A few?
Well, at least two.
How many do you need?
At least two.
I mean,
Oh, yep.
I guess I have more than one Christmas decoration.
She also likes this ambidextrous flat belt slide holster in black nylon.
Oh.
And this, wow. DeSantis Mini Fits Glock 43 nylon right hand scabbard belt holster.
You know, maybe I would like this lady.
Yeah, I think you might. She got a Don't Tread on Me car magnet.
Oh, yeah.
Hillary for prison car magnet.
I was going to say, there's no way this chick is voting for Hillary Clinton.
Here's another belly band holes for concealed carry that she absolutely loved. Mm. You know what? I think you might want to send her an email.
Yeah. I mean, we could at least go shooting or something.
She loved the Ruger Sporter scoped rifle case as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and she really liked the Beatles, the biography.
Yep. Man.
Four stars.
I mean, we're, you know, I mean, other than, you know, Jewish and, you know, sounds like she's probably a little more right wing than me. But, yeah, it sounds like we might get along a little bit. You know, the Beatles, the guns.
Yeah, there's a lot of gun stuff on here.
Yeah.
A lot of gun stuff.
Yeah, and menorahs.
Yeah. Anything else good? A lot of gun stuff. A lot of gun stuff. I have to warn you, though, there was a pantsuit on there.
There was a pantsuit?
Yeah.
I thought she didn't like Hillary.
Let's see. Killing Kennedy, The End of Camelot by Bill O'Reilly, 4 stars. Killing JFK, 50 Years, 50 Lies from the Warren Commission.
Ooh. I bet she is really into conspiracy theories. Not that, I mean, I'm on board with the Kennedy stuff too, but yeah. Like, I bet she's into all sorts of weird shit with that.
She hated the HP 61 black original ink cartridge. She gave that one star.
Oh, no. I wonder if maybe it didn't fit.
Maybe.
I don't know.
And she's safe about it. She also gave 3 stars to a handgun safe.
Oh, well, that's good.
Uh-oh. Oh, no. Okay. I think we're good. I saw Ultrasoft Classic Adult Briefs Extra Large.
Oh.
But she says, when my mother was diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
Oh, okay. So she explains it because she doesn't.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to be thought of as someone that might be buying those.
She did not. She had nothing to do with the that. Yeah, because she also
that,
had.
With
that. Yeah, because she also got a has like a portable commode thing, and yeah, that's not her. She specifies that that's not her herself either.
Yeah, but all right. So if her mother is dead now, do you think that the son takes the portable commode out when he goes hunting and with the soup?
Maybe. I don't know where my wallet is. Hang on a second.
Yep.
Because I had a third at 20, and I broke it down into fives at the store. All right.
What the hell was that?
She needs to pick up ice for the thing.
Oh, the cookout?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. There was also some, like some of those prepared, I think, like survival meals.
Oh, you think she's a prepper?
Might be. She's got, I mean, she reviewed a lot of holsters.
A lot of holsters?
Yeah.
Nice. So, yeah, could be. Could be.
So she might be a prepper. You might be a prepper if.
You might be a prepper if. You're eating soup out of a can and got a shitload of guns.
Anyway.
And then reviewing them.
And then reviewing them.
Reviewing them
on Amazon.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever actually reviewed anything on Amazon.
I don't think I have either. Is there a way for me to find out?
I think you can. Like, if you look at your account, I'm pretty sure you can see things that you've reviewed.
Well, let me see. Do I remember my password? That's not my password. Is this my password?
Dickman, nope. 1760.
I do not remember my Amazon password, apparently.
Cockhound?
I don't think it's Cockhound. Let me try that.
Cockhound. Yeah, you changed it.
Nope, I apparently do not remember my password. Sign in with the, how would you like to, let's try and set up a new password. Ugh, you have to email me a code, this is bullshit. Alright, let's just forget that then.
Yeah, I was going to say the payoff probably isn't going to be that great, because you're gonna go through the whole thing, and you'll be like, oh, wait, I didn't review anything.
I have never reviewed anything on Amazon.
Really glad I did that.
That took a long time.
Yeah.
To get to absolutely nothing.
To get to nothing.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, here's. Okay. So, Hang on, I figured out how to. Nope, there's no button that says your reviews.
Oh, there isn't?
Oh. I don't think so.
I mean, probably not.
There's got to be a way. You got to assume. But I don't see it. Anyway. We talked about something about 100 episodes ago.
Jesus. Okay.
It was something that you brought in. It was, hang on, I wrote it down. It was episode 215, Ocean's 15, The Deli Counter Heist.
Okay.
In which
was this the one where the lady started, like, talking to you a bunch?
No, that came later.
Oh, okay, yeah, that was way more recent. Never mind.
Yeah, that was after I bought the house, and I was like, I think I'm becoming a pillar of the community.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was buying Girl Scout cookies and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pillar of the community.
And then until they told you to stop.
Yeah. Update on the deli counter lady. I don't know if she knows what I do for work.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was getting some deli meat last week, and she's like, "How have you been? Good. How have you been? Good." And then she says, "How's business?" And I was like, "I don't. Does she know what I do?"
I think maybe she doesn't. Well, she thinks she knows what you do, but it's not.
She
what
knows
you
what
do.
I did, maybe, but I don't know. I don't like. I don't know, but I just kind of shrugged, and she was like, "Kind of slow about now," and I was like, "Yeah, sure."
She has no idea what you do.
No.
Oh God!
It's like when you forget somebody's name, and you're like, "Hey, buddy," and she was like, "How's business?"
How's business? Yeah,
I don't know what he does. Because it works for just about everything.
What? Like the just being
like just
very
saying
vague
business.
And,
yeah. Like
how's business? Yeah. How's business? Yeah. I mean if someone said that to me, I'd be like, you don't really know what I do, but whatever.
The only thing that I don't think it would work for is if I was like a teacher or a professor or something.
How's business? Be like, well, it's not really business. That's true.
See, you're part of the problem. You're making teaching the youth of America into a business. That's the problem with this country. And then she's like, "I'm sorry, I didn't know that that's."
That's
I'm sorry.
The problem?
I thought you were in real estate.
Oh. Well, see, especially like where what you used to do with the cause, like that is more of like a how's business thing because you're directly responsible for how much you're making.
Oh, yeah. But, but the like anything, it's some stuff it kind of works for. But like, if I was just like a secretary still, like it'd be like, "How's business?" Fine, I guess. I don't know.
Secretary still? When were you a secretary?
I know I wasn't. I don't know why I said still.
I missed that.
I was never a secretary.
What if I was a secretary still? Huh.
I meant in a previous life
I really wish you were.
When I was a woman in the 60s.
That'd be great.
Hang on, I'm getting a... Okay. I was getting a weather update from my wife.
Because
I wasn't sure if I should wear shorts or jeans, and it was partly cloudy when I got up this morning, and they were saying, like, high 60s. So I was going to wear jeans, but she says shorts might be a good idea. Nobody needs to know this. I'm just sharing.
Oh, God.
Anyway. Let's see. Shorts. Don't need a fan to dry your balls. Anyway, so this topic came up. That was the guy. I don't think I clarified what that episode was. That was the guy that you brought in that was stealing deli meat and like shoving it in his pants.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think he was... I want to say it was in New York.
Well, apparently there is a quite the trend growing of people stealing meat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's kind of like guns and vaginas. Mm-hmm. You know how that was that was happening. Apparently, stealing meat is becoming a popular thing around here. Okay. Let me find this article here. There's a couple of them, and some of these might overlap a little bit. Let's see. I think most of these are from Trib Live, which is the Pittsburgh paper.
What is it called?
Trib. Well, the website is Trib Live. It's the Pittsburgh Tribune, I believe it is.
Oh, I was going to say Trib, as in like rubbing two vaginas together?
No, I thought that was scissoring.
It's both.
Oh, okay. I learned something new.
anyways.
You gotta take the fan pants off before you do that, though. That's very dangerous.
Yeah.
Putting two rotating blades next to each other. One fan's blowing this way, one fan's blowing that way. The air in the middle is like, what do you want from me?
Yeah. Oh, God.
State police seek help identifying a man who twice last month loaded a shopping cart with steaks and beef roasts and walked out of a Giant Eagle store in Unity Township without paying.
Oh.
A few days after stealing about $1,000 worth of meat, on April 1st and 6th, the thief, a white man in his early 20s, entered the store a third time and filled a cart with about $500 worth of meat, Trooper Stephen Lamani said. A loss prevention officer stopped the man outside the store. Let's see. Lamani said, the third attempt when he was stopped, he was asked to provide a receipt. But he put up a fuss, claimed he had the receipt somewhere, but couldn't locate it, and then walked out without the cart, saying he was going to shop somewhere else. It's not a bad, I'm going to shop somewhere else.
Yeah, okay. Not a terrible move, I guess.
The third attempt, he fled in an orange-colored pickup truck that someone else was driving.
Good choice on color, bud. Very inconspicuous.
The first two times, he parked right outside the front door after driving up in a maroon-colored Ford F-150 and parking in a fire lane. The man entered the store, selected, quote, high-end meats, and wheeled the cart out of the store.
High-end meats?
He suspects the man may live in Derry, Unity, or Latrobe areas because of the number of thefts at the same location. Several other high-priced food thefts have been reported in recent months. Now, I think it is important to note high-end meats, because you got to figure, like, chicken. He's probably not taking chicken.
No, that's not really that's not a high-end meat. Yeah.
But Giant Eagle also does the $5 for $20, and you can get, like, two little shitty steaks.
Yeah.
Like, you can get a couple different things, and it's like $4.99, you know, $5 or whatever, and then you get one for free, basically.
Yeah.
And you have to use it within 3 days or it all expires. So he's probably not loading the cart up with that stuff.
No, I wouldn't think so.
He's going for the high-end stuff.
Yeah, he's going for the steaks. It's
your T-bones, your whole hams.
Like going the supermarket sweep there.
That's what I said. Yeah,
and they run right for the meats and just like pile up on the meat.
All right. Oh, and Johnny's going for the rack of fillets there, and he's throwing in the T-bones,
the Lloyd's ribs. Yeah, those are good for the whole family.
Yeah, yeah. He's throwing in three turkeys and a ham. Now he's running back to the cart, grabbing another one. Now he's going into cleaning products.
Yeah.
Police last month charged Sean M. Price, 20, of Connellsville, with retail theft after he allegedly loaded eight hams valued at nearly $450 into a car at the Shop and Save in Youngwood on March 27th and left without paying.
Wait a second. $450, eight hams? These were $56 hams?
Yeah.
Jeez, how hams are that expensive?
They can be, yeah.
Okay.
You get the good hams? I don't know if I've ever
bought one. I guess they feed like a whole bunch of people.
Yeah,
so,
you get the big hams.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like that ham in a can kind of thing.
No, I know. I'm talking like a nice spiral ham.
Yeah,
Okay. Sorry. Continue.
You know, the ones, not the ones that say, like, may contain water or, like, water added.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
The ones that are, like, packaged in its own juices. Police also released surveillance tapes to help identify a woman who was stealing shrimp and bacon from the same store.
Ooh.
Let's see. Lomani said, I have a hard time believing it's for personal consumption. Whether they may sell it to a restaurant or a friend, we may find it could be thefts to obtain money to buy drugs.
It always comes back to the drugs.
Yeah.
Stealing meat, it's probably drugs.
Could be. Could be. You know,
selling, whatever, go on.
All right, so we got this guy and this woman stealing shrimp and bacon. That's a weird combination.
Shrimp. Yeah. Now, if it was scallops and bacon,
oh,
you know.
But would you want scallops from Pennsylvania?
I mean, I'm assuming they're flying them in.
Who's stealing seafood in Pennsylvania? I'm not even eating seafood in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, yeah, definitely not. Especially not out as far as you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, people want it though. Maybe they're transplants. You know?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe this broad's from Quincy.
She's from Quincy. She just wants some stuff. Some stuff. Some shrimps.
I just want some fucking shrimp.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
I wanna make some
she shouldn't be stealing them.
I wanna make some shrimp lo mein. Yeah, but she's from Quincy. She doesn't know any other way.
Yeah, that's true. Shrimp lo mein.
I'm just saying it tastes of home.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
A Somerset man is the next article. Yeah.
Where is Somerset in relation to you?
Somerset. I think Somerset is southeast of me.
Okay. I'm just trying to set a picture.
I could be wrong. It's in the same county.
Okay.
On allegations that he and another suspect stole a shopping cart full of steaks and whole beef fillets from a Ligonier Borough grocery store. District Judge Denise Thiel arraigned Jason E. Pickford, 30, on Sunday on charges of theft, retail theft, receiving stolen property, fleeing and eluding, and driving on a suspended license in the January 18th daylight theft of more than $700 worth of beef from Giant Eagle on Walnut Street.
This is really like an epidemic, huh?
Yeah. The judge ordered Pickford to be jailed after he failed to post $10,000 bond.
Wow. $10,000?
Yeah. A Ligonier area couple exited the store and noticed two men leaving with, quote, with a shopping cart full of meat, thought it was suspicious that it was not bagged, and decided to call 911.
They called 911?
Yeah. Honey, there's a man. He's got a shopping cart full of meat, but it's not in bags. Should we do something?
I mean, I'm okay with them saying something, but like I think calling 911 might be a little bit of overkill.
911, what's your emergency? There's a man that doesn't have meat in bags.
Yeah, I think he might be stealing meat.
Yeah, well, they're not in bags. You mean like those plastic bags that you use so the juice doesn't leak out, ma'am? No, like in shopping bags. He's leaving the store. I think he's stealing the meat. We'll get somebody down there right away.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what's going on in this town. Like maybe they don't have much going on, but that seems like kind of a waste of time.
Well, here's the interesting thing. They responded pretty quick because Sergeant Kenneth Burke, Chief John Berger, and other officers responded and followed the suspect's car, a 2009 Lincoln MKZ.
Ooh.
Yeah, which is kind of a nice car for somebody stealing meat.
Yeah.
Okay. With Florida registration onto Route 30 and then Route 711 South. Berger activated his lights and siren on Route 31 near Donegal as the car traveled toward Mount Pleasant, quote, illegally passing cars and traveling at speeds of over 100 miles per hour.
Oh, baby. This guy knew what he was doing. He was
on the run from the law.
Yeah.
Like, there was... This turned into an actual police chase.
Over me.
Yes.
Well, all right. Well, let's see. Maybe he had something else in the car.
We're potentially just weeks away from a heat-type shootout in the streets over meat.
I mean, it... So I'll be there in a couple of weeks. This better happen.
It may be you, actually. It may be you and I.
When stealing the meat?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Huh? Whatever. When in Rome, apparently that's what happens out there.
That's what happens, yeah. Berger ended the... Wouldn't it be great? I mean, not great, because we won't actually do it, but wouldn't it be funny? Like, we actually did it. We get arrested. We get thrown in jail. And we're sitting, getting arraigned in court next to the woman that was stealing the shrimp. And you're like, I went to high school with her.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, I just wanted some lo mein.
I'm like, see, I told you. And end of episode.
We're like, we knew it.
Berger ended the pursuit because of potential danger to motorists. So they stopped the pursuit.
Oh.
And you then know. They were just like, Sarge, let's just let him get away.
Sarge.
He and Burke returned to the store to view surveillance video. Police later received information that someone spotted the vehicle. Now, this is where you're like, okay, this might be like a criminal enterprise behind this. That someone spotted the vehicle near the store and the operator was, quote, pulling the Florida plate and replacing it with a local plate. That was subsequently traced to the Oakmont and Plum areas in Allegheny County. So they actually were smart enough to switch plates in the planning of this heist.
I've always thought about that. You know, like, if I was ever going to commit a crime, I would, like, and like, the car was needed, I would make sure I had multiple plates.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Now, would you rig up something like the Transporter had in the movies where, like, the plate would flip?
Oh yeah, didn't one of the Bonds have that? Yeah, it was like Tomorrow Never Dies or something. I think
that might have been it. I think it was also in the Transporter movies.
Might have been.
It's not really a whole original idea.
No, but
like they just hit a little button and it flips.
It, you know what? It's not really that cool if you're a secret agent. I mean, he has a license to kill. What does it matter if they know what his fucking license plate is? But, you know, for someone like us, it would be pretty cool.
And for Bond, because he's constantly going around like, hey, I'm James Bond. And they're like, we know who you are.
Right, secretive.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. No, that, like, it's a problem.
Yeah, we're like, we can't find this man. His name is James Bond. We don't know what he looks like. But I think he's at this party. How are you doing today, sir? I'm fine. My name is Bond. James Bond. Oh, we found him.
I just want to know, how does anyone have any difficulty in finding him? I don't think that you could really.
Yeah,
it's like you just know, like he's hanging out, he's womanizing, he's doing all like this crazy shit, and you're just like, oh yeah, that's him.
Yeah, he loves to drink, smoke, play baccarat or poker, depending on what year it is. let's just look at
yeah, depending on the. Yeah.
Let's just check casinos and stuff for him.
Depending on the audience's understanding of card games.
Yeah. We'll just find them that way. Or, you know, let's just call a whole bunch of places and say, and page James Bond. I'm sure he'll answer.
I know. He would totally go to the front desk.
Yeah.
Like at the hotel.
Yeah, had a call for Bond, James Bond.
Yeah. I like he's still doing the Connery.
Yeah. And then you see, like, the front desk girl duck down, and then they just shoot him through the window. Like, it'd be so easy.
You'd think.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. After police failed to contact Pickford at his apartment, because they traced the one plate back, Pickford and the same unidentified male were seen on the video footage exiting the apartment in the same clothing that they wore on the day of the meat theft.
Oh boy, meat theft.
Yeah. What are the odds of that? So they got. I skipped the part where they get video surveillance on the residence, which is also like very high tech for a meat crime.
Yeah, this is insane. This is a lot of effort to put in.
So they, and then what are the odds that they just happen to be late leaving the same house in the same exact clothes?
Yeah, it's like the same. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
How much time had passed? Do we know? Or
it doesn't say.
No, we think it was like a week or something.
Maybe like a week.
Yeah. Like his shirt rotation started again.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe they don't say, but maybe like both happen on Mondays or something.
That would be interesting.
But what are the odds that not just the one guy did that, but both guys did that?
That they both hit their shirt rotations again?
Yeah, their shirt rotations both matched up exactly.
Wow.
Last week, a woman involved in an unrelated drug investigation told police that Pickford sometimes stays with an acquaintance in the Bagley area of Unity Township.
Ooh, Bagley.
The informant said Pickford was bragging to her about how they ran from the police and got away.
This guy's brilliant. Very smart guy.
Very in-depth. Video surveillance, we got informants.
Who has the time for this?
Yeah. So follow-up here. I guess this one is a follow-up to it, because that was January 30th. February 1st, a second Somerset County man has been charged for the theft of about $700 worth of beef from a Giant Eagle store last month.
Wow.
Police charged James Robert Gary, 37, with retail theft, and receiving stolen property. Let's see. Is there anything else good in here? Drove away. He faces additional charges of fleeing police, driving without a license, and reckless driving. They mentioned the concerned shopper who found it suspicious that he was leaving with a cart of meat.
The one that called 911 because someone was stealing meat.
Yeah. So this informant, do you think they got arrested from an unrelated drug investigation and was like, I hear you guys are investigating some meat crimes. I may have some information for you.
So like the all the surveillance and everything. I mean, that must have been from another thing, right? That must have been for like investigating the drugs and shit.
No, they obtained video surveillance after they tracked down the
meat.
After they tracked down the plate that was switched out to a residence, so they got surveillance on that residence.
Wow.
One last little follow up here related to the guy from the first article. State police in Westmoreland County are looking for a man who was caught on camera stealing $1,000 worth of meat from a Walmart store.
Oh, wow.
Let's see. Police do not believe he was stealing the meat in order to feed a family and fled in a red pickup truck. Let's see. This is from that Stephen Lamani again. This is something that's been happening consistently in our area over and over and over again.
And over.
He's at the press conference. Guys, just stop stealing meat, please.
I like the statement that's like, it does not appear he was trying to feed
a family.
His family or whatever.
Yeah.
All I could think of was The Simpsons when Bart's working for Fat Tony, and he's like, if your family was starving, would it be wrong to steal a loaf of bread for them? He's like, no. He's like, well, what if your family doesn't like bread and they like cigarettes? Would it be wrong to steal a carton of cigarettes? He's like, well, when you put it that way.
So it's something we're concerned about. We're trying to find out what you exactly.
You sound very concerned, kid.
We're trying to. Come on, guys. They call me the meat detective now. And or beef cop. Do you know how terrible it is to be called beef cop when you have to meet the rest of the state troopers at the annual get-together? Just beef cop?
It's ridiculous. Beef cop. I don't know, what's better, beef cop or meat cop?
I think beef cop.
I think I would rather go by beef cop, yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really be excited about either one, but yeah beef cop sounds a little bit better.
But they keep saying that I'm investigating beef. And then it's pictures of naked men.
Oh, I was going to say it's two black guys in an argument. Yeah. Investigating beef.
They left a folder on my desk about the Tupac and Biggie beef. That was a long time ago.
Still with this?
Oh, God. I thought it was a new case. Do you know how many times I listened to their albums before I figured out that it was old? That they were both dead? Allegedly.
Yeah, maybe.
I had serious crimes to go over. And not just about people stealing beef. People are dying. I have better things to do with my time, but I gotta be beef cop now.
Dude. Beef cop's important, you know?
Yeah, I guess somebody's gotta do it. But it's just one guy, Trooper Steven Lamani. Beef cop.
Beef cop.
So he just continues. So it's something we're concerned about. We're trying to find out exactly what they are doing with this food. Why are people constantly stealing expensive food?
I mean, it does seem to be a bit of an epidemic there. I mean, I'm sure plenty of food gets stolen in other places. But it does seem to be kind of a lot of happenings.
A lot in this area too, apparently. Let's see. No, Quincy's most recent problem is tire theft.
Tire theft.
Yeah, we can get into that another time. I searched food theft, Quincy, Massachusetts.
And you got tires.
Yeah, and they said tire theft.
Oh, okay.
Google was like, did you mean tire theft?
Did you?
Because that's happening.
Did you happen to mean tires?
No, food and... There aren't even any same characters in that. They're like, I think you mean tire theft. Hang on, there was a... one last little thing here, talking about bizarre... criminals and stuff. I want to find this article though that has the charges. What was the original? So there was a there was an event where a man went to a comic book convention, I think in Phoenix. And he went with the intention of killing the original Green Power Ranger.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh, okay.
Trying to find... Because the list of charges I found interesting for the man. Here we go. So basically, it was a comic convention, and I think it was Phoenix. I'm waiting for the article to load. Yep, Phoenix Comic Con. Police have arrested a man who allegedly entered the building with several weapons, targeting police officers and the original Green Power Rangers, Jason David Frank, the man with three first names.
Wow.
I
didn't even realize that. Jason David Frank, that's obnoxious.
Yeah. The man is 31. Matthew Sterling is the alleged criminal.
Sounds like some sort of a nut that would do that.
Yeah, he was reportedly found with an arsenal of weapons on him at the event. Police say Sterling had two 45 caliber handguns, a 4.54 caliber handgun, a 12 gauge shotgun, a combat knife, throwing stars, and pepper sprays.
Oh, throwing stars. Yeah, that's practical.
Yeah. Let's see the Green Ranger duck these.
What an idiot. Throwing stars.
Restrictions.
You brought four guns. And that, what's the point?
All right, and the combat knife and pepper spray. He's like, well, the pepper spray is if in my escape a man tries to mug me.
I just like the idea that it's like, oh, I'm gonna take the pepper spray, the non-lethal force, you know, a way of killing people. It's just like, no, I don't wanna kill too many people. I'm gonna shoot up people.
Yeah.
But no. At some point, I'm just gonna use pepper spray.
The guns are for the Green Power Ranger and the cops, and then if a Good Samaritan tries to step in, that's when he gets pepper sprayed.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, I'll make sure I won't kill him.
Yeah. Let's see. Police stating the prop items would be inspected. Oh, restrictions were put on because everybody cosplays and wants to like bring weapons, so they inspect them.
Yeah, makes sense.
Would be inspected, but Sterling allegedly told officers he was able to bypass many of those stations and head up to the second floor. Sterling allegedly informed officers that he was the Punisher and that he had set out to kill police officers as well as former Power Ranger star Jason David Frank.
Uh-huh.
Sterling is currently facing charges of attempted murder, 3 cases of aggravated assault, resisting arrest, carrying a weapon in a restricted place, and, this is one I find interesting, wearing body armor at the time of a felony.
Oh, is he not supposed to do that?
I guess not. He was like, but if I got into a shootout, I needed the body armor. It makes perfect sense.
Well, yeah, it does. I'm not really sure why that even matters, but...
I think it's one of those things because they're like, well, if he's wearing body armor, it's more serious, so we can give him like an extra 10 years or something.
I was going to say, it's just like one of those things that they tack on. It's like they don't pull you over for not wearing a seatbelt, but if you get pulled over, they'll be like, nah. Getting another $50 fine.
Yeah. Matthew Sterling reportedly told officers he had stabbed Jason David Frank, who was appearing all 4 days at the convention 15 years earlier, and he had returned to finish the job.
Did he really stab him before?
Well, no information can be found on the web supporting that claim, but it's worth noting that Maricopa County Deputy Attorney Ed Leitner. Like Felix Leiter's cousin,
yeah.
bringing Bond back into it, described many of Sterling's stories to officers and as fantastical.
Oh, okay.
And then the Green Power Ranger came out and said, guys, still come to the convention. Don't let it ruin anything for you. And the little blurb, because I guess he spoke live on the local news, the quote that they have underneath them just says, and you can watch the video, but I'm not going to, we have to cosplay in a proper way. I don't think the guy was there to cosplay. I think he was actually there to do things.
You think that he may have had other intents?
What, the Matthew Sterling?
Oh, yeah, the attempted murderer.
The alleged attacker?
Yeah,
no, I don't think he was there to cosplay. I think he was actually there to, I think when he said the Punisher, it was just like a cover. Because they were like, why do you have so many guns? And he's like, I'm the Punisher. And they were like, oh.
He's like, I'm the Punisher.
Now, do you think he went as far as to put the skull on his body armor? I don't think so. What I'm thinking happened was they were like.
I bet he might have dressed in black or something.
Yeah, I'm thinking he, like, dressed up in black and was like, they were like, why do you have so many guns? And then, like, some other Punisher guy walked behind the cops and he was like, I'm the Punisher.
Yeah.
Let's see. Attendees will face additional screening and security. All weapons, including prop and toys, have been banned.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. No, it ruins it for everyone, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, not that I care. I don't give a shit. But, like, you know, these poor weirdos that want to, like, hit each other with styrofoam swords, you know? Like, now they can't do that?
You mean like the ones that were outside my work?
Like, oh, yeah, that was good. I liked that video.
Yeah, I looked at I looked out the window. And all of a sudden they had they were LARPing in the pizza delivery people by my store. They had the trunk open and they had foam swords, and then they started fighting with the foam swords, and then one guy took out, I guess, like a foam bow staff. And I did not get a video of when there were three of them, the guy with the foam bow staff, and then two guys, one each with a sword, and they were double teaming him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not the first guy they've double teamed.
Yeah.
That's great. Like, I enjoyed that. I mean, it would have been, I don't know. Like, I was going to say, it would have been great if, like, they had gotten into, like, a real fight, and then they just started actually beating the shit out of each other outside. But, you know.
I mean, I don't know if that would have been great.
It would have been interesting, and I would have expected you
to film it.
Filmed it, yeah. But, no, it was good the way it was.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
And you're just like, oh, my God, what is... What's happening? It just into a full out fist fight.
That's awesome.
One guy rips the foam off of it, so he's just hitting him with a wooden stick.
He's just, yeah. He, oh, God. Nice.
All right. But,
yeah.
So, meat thefts, people. Meat thefts. Yep.
Meat thefts.
If anybody has any local stories of more meat thefts, contact Beef Cup. 69@gmail.com.
I was hoping you were going to go for AOL.com, but you know what, it works.
We've the next press conference is we set up a Google voicemail for tips on any meat thefts. It's 816 beef cop. Oh, come on, guys.
Mr. Beef.
I told you I don't want to be called Beef Cop. where's some other good beefs? I was trying to think of any good beefs, that like celebrity beefs, but I can't think of any. Doesn't Katy Perry hate somebody right now?
T-Swift,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now they want me investigating Katy Perry and T-Swift.
Yeah.
They're both national treasures. T-Swift, yeah, more so, but...
Katy Perry's not good looking anymore.
Yeah, she cut her hair or something.
Yeah, she's all like weird. She looks like Pink. And no one likes Pink.
I think Pink likes Pink.
Does she?
I think so. I think Pink's girlfriend likes Pink. Isn't Pink gay? I might just admit that.
No, you just think that because she's got butch hair.
I was just like, no. Is.
No, okay. She's not. But, I mean. I guess I don't know. I guess I don't know for sure. That
for some reason, I honestly thought she might have been.
No. I'm pretty sure. I think she's married, or she was, or something. I don't know.
Let's see.
There's men. There's men in her life. I'll say that.
Let's see. Pink has never been shy about expressing her love for her lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender fans.
Okay.
When I first moved to Los Angeles, I was an honorary lesbian of Los Angeles. This is as of 2012, so I don't know if it still stands. But the 33-year-old singer who's been married to motocross racer Carrie Hart since 2006.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming not lesbian, but honorary lesbian.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Whatever. I wasn't gay, but all my girlfriends were.
It was like a real cop out.
All right, so all right, so Pink not gay. I take it back.
Not gay.
Yeah.
Just looks kind of like a lesbian.
Yeah. All right. That's an episode. I think we got a lot of good things done. We got a character of Beef Cop out of it. who does not like being
new cop. Yeah, he's not that different from a lot of our other characters, but yeah. You know what, who cares?
He just doesn't, I mean, he's not a bumbling idiot, just doesn't want to be Beef Cop.
Yeah. He doesn't follow the trends.
Yeah. He's like Spider-Man. With great power comes great responsibility, and he just has to be Beef Cop now. He doesn't have a choice.
Poor bastard.
Yeah. Because his uncle Ben used to own a little convenience store, and people always went in and stole beef. So. His uncle's still alive.
He didn't get shot by some animal.
No, his uncle's still alive, retired now, very happy. Young girlfriend since his wife died.
He's doing quite well
for himself.
That's so. Very good.
Beef Cop still holds albatross for the crimes that he could not stop. nice. Beef Cop.
All right, what do we want to do here? What did we talk about? We talked about the beef. We talked about the stealing of beef. Having beef with people. What did we talk about first? It was the, we talked about the pants with the vents.
Dreams, soup, Julia.
I'm trying to think of something to say about her.
You could say, Julia, if you're listening, call me.
We could talk about soup and your son. hold on, Alkin is just gonna say something like that, weird. This has been But You're Wrong. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Bordello.
And remember, everyone, no regrets. And Julia, is that her name?
Julia.
Why don't you give me a call sometime? We can talk about guns and your son's soup habit.
Son has a bad soup habit.
Yeah. He's addicted.
What if your son is stealing soup?
Oh, stealing soup, yeah. Could be.
Let's see. Virginia soup theft.
Soup theft? God, I hope so.
Let's see. Nope. Doesn't seem to be a thing.
Damn.
Nope.
Oh well.
That's unfortunate.
Someday.
Now I'm Beef and Soup Cop.
Beef Jesus. And soup.
Jesus, I don't even live in Virginia.
Combine the name, Beef Soup Cop.
Beef Soup Cop sounds even worse.
Yeah, that is kind of weird. Beef Soup Cop.
I hope nobody starts stealing hot dogs.
Hot dog cop?
Or sausages. Beef sausage soup cop.
Oh, dude, yeah. Sausage cop.
Now I keep getting calls to do bachelorette parties.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't even think of that. Like, I know this guy. Sausage cop.
Man, I got a call from an Indian chief. He wanted to reform the village people with me.
Mm-hmm.
Alright.
Alright, sir.
Well, I gotta go overcook some meat for people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They like it like that, don't they?
Yeah. I want it well done. So flavorless and a hockey puck? You got it.
Yeah, that sucks.
I'll cook mine great.
Yeah. Yeah.